Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Ghost Work is a nonfiction investigation by Mary L. Gray and Siddharth Suri into the hidden labor that supports digital platforms, artificial intelligence, and online services. The book examines a form of task-based work that is often presented to users as fully automated, even though human workers are performing the crucial actions behind the scenes. Rather than treating this labor as a technical detail, the authors frame it as a major labor and policy issue shaped by outsourcing, platform design, and global inequality. Drawing on research from the United States and India, the book explains how companies depend on invisible workers for moderation, data cleanup, content labeling, customer support, and other tasks that machines cannot reliably handle. Its purpose is both analytical and political, to reveal how automation actually works in practice, and to argue that the future of digital labor should be more transparent, fair, and accountable. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, ghost work as the hidden human layer inside apparently automated systems. The book's central idea is that many digital services depend on human labor that customers never see. Tasks that appear instantaneous or machine-made often rely on workers making judgments, correcting errors, or handling edge cases that software cannot resolve alone. This matters because it challenges the common assumption that automation simply removes people from the process. Gray and Suri show that automation frequently shifts work out of sight rather than eliminating it. That hidden layer becomes especially important in systems such as content moderation, data labeling, and platform support, where human judgment is needed to keep products functioning smoothly. By naming this labor ghost work, the authors give a clear concept for understanding how modern technology depends on people whose contributions are intentionally obscured. Secondly, why the last mile of automation creates more work, not less. One of the book's most important arguments is the paradox that attempts to automate work often generate new human tasks. Machines are efficient at standardization, but they struggle with ambiguity, context, and exceptions. Those limits create what the authors describe as the last mile of automation, the gap between what software can do and what a person can still do better. In practice, every ambitious automation system needs workers to clean data, validate outputs, fix mistakes, and make judgment calls when algorithms fail. This means automation is not a simple replacement story. It is a labor reorganization story in which the most visible jobs may disappear from view, while new forms of precarious task work expand. The book uses this insight to complicate optimistic claims about AI and to show that technical progress often depends on labor being redistributed rather than eliminated. Thirdly, Mechanical Turk, Task Platforms, and the Rise of Fragmented Digital Labor Markets, Ghost Work traces how platform-based task markets made invisible labor easier to buy, manage, and scale. Amazon Mechanical Turk is a key example because it formalized the idea that small tasks could be distributed to a large pool of remote workers on demand. The book uses this platform to show how digital labor is broken into micro-tasks and macro-tasks, with workers paid per assignment rather than as stable employees. This model gives companies flexibility, but it also fragments labor into isolated units that are harder to organize, value, or regulate. The authors connect this development to broader shifts in the gig economy, where labor is increasingly mediated by platforms instead of direct employment relationships. The significance of this section is not only historical but structural. It explains how the platform model creates a workforce that is scalable, globally distributed, and often stripped of traditional workplace protections. Fourthly, labor arbitrage, localization, and the global geography of hidden work. The book also pays close attention to where ghost work is done and why companies place it there. Two strategies are especially important: labor arbitrage, which means seeking the lowest cost workforce for acceptable quality, and localization, which means using workers in places relevant to a product or market. These strategies help explain why ghost work often crosses national borders and why workers in countries like India are central to digital production chains. The geographic spread of this labor is not accidental. It reflects deliberate business choices about cost, language, time zone coverage, and access to specific kinds of knowledge. By comparing workers across locations, the authors show that ghost work is part of a global system of unequal bargaining power. This global dimension makes the book more than a critique of Silicon Valley. It is also a study of how digital platforms use international labor markets to hide the real human cost of convenience and speed. Lastly, a policy-centered argument for transparency, dignity, and labor protection. Beyond diagnosis, the book makes a practical argument about how ghost work should be governed. Gray and Suri do not treat hidden labor as inevitable or harmless. Instead, they call for greater transparency about where work is coming from, how workers are paid, and who is responsible for the outcomes of platform-mediated labor. This policy orientation makes the book especially relevant to lawmakers, labor advocates, and technology leaders. the authors connect ghost work to a longer history of labor protections, suggesting that the current situation is not a new exception, but a continuation of old patterns in which workers are made flexible, disposable, and difficult to classify. Their discussion is important because it moves the debate away from abstract fears about AI and toward concrete questions of labor standards, accountability, and worker dignity. The book's practical value lies in showing that technological systems can be redesigned with human labor in view rather than concealed from it. In conclusion, Ghost Work is best suited for readers who want to understand the labor structures behind AI, platform services, and the wider digital economy. Policymakers, students of labor studies, technology workers, business readers, and general readers interested in the real social costs of automation will all find it useful. Its main benefit is that it clarifies a problem that is often talked about in vague terms. The book shows that automation does not erase human work so much as relocate it into unseen, fragmented, and often poorly protected forms. That makes it valuable both as an introduction to the topic and as a serious argument about labor policy. Compared with many books about AI, it stands out because it is less focused on speculative future scenarios and more focused on present-day working conditions. Compared with a standard labor book, it is distinct because it connects labor analysis directly to the architecture of digital platforms and machine learning. The result is a measured, evidence-based account of how the modern internet runs on hidden human effort and why that reality should shape future regulation and design. If you would like to support Marielle Gray, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.